Hey guys, and welcome to another exciting episode of Ideologically Illogical. I just got one question to ask. Is it too early to start talking about the contenders for the 2024 election? Or are we that far gone that we need to be? So that's going to be the topic of today's conversation. I think we need to start looking at realistically, legally, what we are going to do in 2024 and stop all the hyperbole and all the innuendo and all the conspiracy theorism and get back to just good old Americanism, which includes every nationality, every color, every blah, 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 blah. It's Americanism, people. So stop with your fucking divisionism. And so that's what it's about. Holy crap. I can't believe we're there, right? Think about that for a second. That, you know, we're just over 100 days into the presidency of a brand new president of supposedly somebody, you know, that everybody wanted, most votes ever, hey. And supposedly the last one was the worst one ever. Nobody wanted, but yet here we are and everyone's begging for a change. No one was begging for a change before when everyone was making buku bucks and winning. Some people say it's by design. Some people say it was organic. We're going to touch a little bit around that. But more importantly, we're going to touch on the fact that this is where we're at now, right? So since we're here now, we can dispense with the hyperbole, we can dispense with the innuendos, and we can dispense with the conspiracy theory about what ifs and what could be's and what should be's. The only thing we have left is to exercise our constitutional vote come 2024. And with that being said, we need to go ahead and lay down who the potential contenders are going to be for that year. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take this first little breaky break, and we will be right back to lay down our belief. Again, these are not the official chosen ones, but these will be our picks as to who we think. And we were pretty accurate in choosing last year's election. We nailed it with Kamala. So anyway, we'll get right back after this brief break. Say that five times fast. 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 One more. Save that. Five. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Okay, so like I was saying, we're only 100 days into the Biden administration, and here we are, everyone regretting their vote, and I didn't vote, and I know other people that I know didn't vote. Now, I'm not saying I voted for the other guy, because I'm not that way either. I'm independent, so I'm not going to tell you what I did, but I didn't vote for either of those guys. However, it didn't really matter because my state, I knew what my state was doing. I'm in Florida, and I knew what the electoral college, my state was going to elect Trump, because we had fair elections here for the most part. And that's not the case so in other places. I'm not going to go there, you know, because obviously that's the forbidden topic. It's amazing that we got to this point, right? That topics are forbidden, language is forbidden, you know, pronouns are forbidden. It's just getting ridiculous. But I don't fall to that ideology, luckily. But I feel bad for the ones that do. And I come across them daily, and I know you guys do as well. It's like, what do you do with these people? I want them every single day. I don't want to be hostile towards them, but my gosh, golly gee, do they not get hostile towards us? And we see it over and over again. The so-called tolerant left, the so-called liberal, open-minded left is the most intolerant boogeyman of all time. I mean, what we're encountering right now, not just in American politics, but worldwide politics, and it's been ushering in now for a while, and it's all coming to a head and culminating into this point in time, and one has to ask yourself why, what is being, you know, why, what's happening, what's the agenda? If you really want to know, then listen to more of my podcast because we touch on that. That's exactly what this podcast is about, Ideologically Illogical. Welcome to the show. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett, and that's what we do here. We connect the dots that most people don't see to paint the bigger picture that you don't really see because it's the shadow government. What we do is illuminate that object that's creating the shadow from a different perspective, a different point of view, so you can see that object clearly. Because if it's a shadow this or a shadow that, there must be an object there somewhere creating that shadow, right? So what we do is shine the light from another angle. That's all. And in doing so, we allow you, the viewer, the listener, to interpret history maybe by chance differently than what you're used to seeing it or experiencing it through those eyes. And that's all we do. So, but now what we're going to do is try to figure out the future. And it's only because I have two ways of thinking. Either we have fair elections, or the entire system is rigged, has been rigged, will always be rigged. Now, I don't care which ideology you fall into, that's up to you. But what I'm saying right now here is, I'll present to you the possible candidates for the 2024 election, but I guarantee you the winner will be Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. And I'm telling you that flat out right now. So who would the other possible contenders be? Well, Biden's already going to be knocked out. He's not going to make it through his first term, obviously. Kamala is also going to be a huge detrimental failure to both the left and the right. And ultimately, it's going to bring in the United Nations, this whole thing. They're never going to leave, by the way. This pandemic's never going to be over. And this administration is only going to make it worse. In comes the next voting process, which supposedly the UN is going to, you know, make sure it's official and secure and clean and fair, only we already know it's rigged for Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. And you heard it here first, way back in the day, in the year 2021. Sorry, I am a time traveler, so I didn't get these things mixed up. But you heard it here in 2021. So, gosh by gosh, I mean, that's where we're at, right? And they're just going to push this agenda one way or the other. It doesn't matter what the people think. It doesn't matter how many people want what they want, because ultimately they control the narrative over the media, and they get people to cow down to their needs by intimidation, by fear, by embarrassment, really, to where most people just don't even want to speak out. They just go with the flow. And most people don't even want to think about politics. And unfortunately, that's where their downfall is going to be, because all those people that were always passing the buck and didn't want to think about politics are now wrapped up in being forced to only think about politics because the left has, put politics, infused it into every walk of life. It doesn't matter whether you're seeing a food commercial for a fast food company, or a movie commercial for a new movie, or a TV series commercial for a new TV, or a product commercial even. You see the influence of this agenda everywhere, and it's sickening, and the people are refusing it. They're rejecting it. Their bodies are repealing it. It's like two poles that are opposite. It's just not working. And for some reason, the powers that be, this AI thinking machine that can't feel, does not seem to understand that, right? And that's how you can tell apart those that are taking over humanity from those that are still humane. And those that are already have been taken over, have been succumbed to not just this vaccine, but numerous prior vaccines. This is all there's never any one thing that makes the winning move. It's a conjunction of movements. And that's how it happens. And so you have the people that are leaning more to this hive mentality, and they have to rely on the big daddy, and they have to take their orders from somebody. And unless somebody tells them to do something, they just don't know what to do. And then you have the other people that are just free thinkers that, you know, just get up every day and they do what their parents taught them, and they keep their morals. And that's the other thing. This other group, they do what they're told, and they do it whether it's morally correct or not. Okay, just look at Black Lives Matter. They know what they're doing is morally incorrect, but they talk themselves into justifying it. Most of them do. There's a lot of good people out there of the African American, you know, culture that just don't buy into it. But obviously, their voices are not being heard as well. In other words, people, you are not the only one being censored. Everyone on all sides of fairness and equality is being censored, and that is because what the ultimate goal is division. The ultimate goal is civil war. The ultimate goal is to bring in the United Nations so that they'll never leave. All right, guys, this is it for today, and I never even got to mention the names of the possible contenders. And you know what? I guess it really doesn't even matter. You want to know why? Because by the time we get there, it could be anybody from Ron DeSantis and, let's say, Matt Gaetz on a ticket. Obviously, it'll be Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, and who knows who she's going to have as a running mate, probably one of the squad. Who knows which one? And yeah, anyway, guys, this is ridiculous because it shows that there is no choice anymore. And I could go on and on about lack of choice, like when Bush was running against Kerry. Both of them came from the Skull and Bones, thing from was it Hart, Yale? Is it Yale? And they're only chosen, in their senior year, right? So the odds of that happening out of the millions of people in America, right? 300 million people, but the only two candidates to choose from come from the Skull and Bones society, fraternity, which, by the way, the Clintons went and finished out their years there. Now, obviously, Hillary Clinton, being a female, could not attend the Skull and Bones, but they were right there. And they partaked, and they were all indoctrinated into the same thing. And all you got to do, they're so bold about it. There's a Wikipedia on all the people that graduated Skull and Bones. And these people are very affluent. If you don't believe me, just Google Skull and Bones Wikipedia and look at these people for yourself. And I'll just leave you with that, because that'll keep you preoccupied for hours. So anyway, getting back to the people that are running, probably Ron DeSantis. And who knows who he's going to have as a running mate against Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. So that's my pick. You heard it here first. This is Ideologically Illogical. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett, and we are out of here. Roger Dodger, over out.